Thank you so much. In the old sugya of... In the old sugya... In the old sugya of Nat Bar Nat, before we start the sugya of Dav HaCharif, I want to show you one thing. As we spoke about the end of the shiur yesterday, it'll be faster to show you here, and then to show you in the originals, pre-Megodim and pre-Chodesh, it'll be faster this way. Here we go. Ligrom Nat Bar Nat L'chatchila.
Not
there?
It's coming. It just went on, so...
Oh, okay. So we'll say about Pe. Torah about Pe. You tell me when it goes on. We discussed, yes, let's open the Shulchan Aruch, okay, before we get, we all have a Shulchan Aruch in front of us. We're discussing the question of using, cooking in a fleshig pot and putting it in a milchig dish. The Ramah speaks about that before we get to any of the other things. Avalitna mekli shalahem muta lechatchila v'chein nagu. If I cooked something in a fleshig pot, I may lechatchila put it on a milchig dish. Are we... Power's on?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Here you are. Thank you. So Ramos Befevich. But let's remember that the word lechatchila means two different things, Rabosai. One is something was already done. It was already made. I already cooked in a flesh of the pot. May I put it bekutach? So according to the Mechaba, the answer is yes. Mefurash Gemara. Dogim Sha'olu Bekara. All the same thing. But we saw before, everyone except Rabbi Vajra holds Lamaisa, you may not cook it in the flesh of the pot in the first instance with the intention of serving it with kutach. Because that's the Dikas Moshon of the Gemara. Dogim Shalom Bekara. It already happened. Then Mutalachlam Bekutach. What does that imply to these Gedolei Olam, which most we showed them? You're not allowed to make the dogim in the kara initially with the intention to serve with kutach. That's the dig of the poskim. Okay, that we know. Good. Whether the Badek HaBayis disagrees or not, that was yesterday. Shmuz. Some say he disagrees. Some say he doesn't disagree. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. Rabbi Vajra wants to be make on the shaila, but everybody else seems to be machwer based on all the Shach and all the Gedolim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. But now it's a different story. Not going to have it with Kutach. You're going to take it in a fleshig pot and just serve it on milchig dishes. Says the Ramah, once you cooked it in a fleshig pot, it's permissible to put a lechatchila on milchig dishes. That's not our question. Our question is, may you cook it initially in the fleshig pot to put it on milchig dishes? That's a question. What's the din? And of course, like everything else, it then splits Ben Yomo and Eina Ben Yomo. So, Rabbi Osai, you look in the Ramah, it's not there. It's not there. It's just not here. The Taz says very little. The Taz says, the Bezeonu Somchin Ala Matirin Gam Bebishul Tzliya Nat Barna. We're going to rely on the Mekil and the Mechaber himself. Remember, Ramah is relying on the Mechaber. Not with respect, Rabbi Osai, to take a cooked item and put butter on it. No, the Ramos of the Chatchili, you shouldn't do that. But he's makil to put it on a milchik dish. Because after all, according to the Mechaber, you can even put in butter on the Chatchili. Not to become so much holier than the Pope, to be so much more machur than the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you can take the Chatchili, which is cooked, once it's cooked in a fleshik dish, and put it in butter, I'll do a step down. I'll let you put it on a milchik kli. Fine, that's how the Taz explains. But there's nothing said, once again, about may I cook it in the first place on a fleshig pot, having intention to serve it on milchik kelim. This is not found anywhere. It is just not here. And the question becomes, well, what is the halach in this case? If it's not here, well, if not here, where? Where are you going to find it? So the most economical way, time-wise, I should show it in the Megillah Sefer. In Osir Aleph, he has something very nice about this. Take a look. Beis Yosef quotes Kamei Rishonin Hamadat Kim Miloshin Gemara. I told you a minute ago. Dafka Dogim Shekvar Ola Bekara Mutar Lachlan Bekutach. Avon Also Lahalosin Lachatchila Bekara Amnas Lachlan Bekutach. Ein Nigo Napan Alachatchila. Shulchan Aruch left it out, but the Taz and the Shach passing this way. The Berak Habayis quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim Osel Ligro Mechatchila. Vabes Yosef Bebedek Abayis. Look at this next word. Misvakeach ima umatir. He argues with them. Vazet Tamua. Vabes Yosef Atzma Hevi Kamarishonim. Sheosim Vishakem Beduk Lashna Gemara. It's a contradiction. Uvishach Ha'oruch. We saw this last time inside. Kosov Liyashim. Shebedek Abayis Heven is Divir Abayin Yeruchim. She'eno medaber begoreim amnas lechol bekutach. No, elarak bitam kutach. He understood that the Bedek Habayis was that Rabbeinu Yeruchim was saying, you may not even put it on a milchik dish, which has tam of kutach. The gam bazeh tato she'asu ligam lechatchila. In other words, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you may not cook in a fleshiger pot with the intention to put it on a milchik dish. That's what he's matir. This is how the Oruch Mishach understands it. Everyone went so far? If this Oruch Mishach is right, so we have back to our question. The Ramah says, Litnan b'klish ehelahem mutal lechatchila. So the Beis Yosef is going to say, mutal lechatchila, you may even cook it in the first instance to put it on a milch kaddish. That's what he, the Beis Yosef, says. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim disagrees, according to the Shach's interpretation. So that's one take. Ramah is still unclear. Ramah just said, post facto, after it's been cooked in the flesh of the pot, you may put it in the milch kaddish. He's silent on the question of whether you may cook it in the first place, intending to put it in the Melech HaKadosh, according to the Shach, that itself is a machloikas. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says Asur, and the Bedek Abayis says Mutar. Okay? And this is the whole discussion, the machloikas Achron. The Pri Chodesh says it's Mutar. It's Mutar, which is the opinion of the Bedek Abayis according to the Shach. Mishpat Zav, Dalin, and Hey, and Sedas, and Pri Mikon, Nota Lesser, which is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim's opinion, according to the Shach. Okay? This is what it says. This is a very important dispute. This ties in a little bit with the question of washing fleshings and milchings and dishes together. So the Shmechaber says it's not by Nata Hetera. So the Shach says, that's B'di'evet. L'chadchila, you shouldn't put the fleshings and milchings dishes in the same pot to wash, even according to the Mechaber. He says so in Arachayim, Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it, if they're both Ben Yomo. And the Pri Chodesh says that the reason for this Isser is because Lechatchila, the Mechaber is worried about the Sefer HaTruma. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains. But the Sif Seidah says, no, a different Pshah. Lechatchila, it's prohibited, because you're Goreim, not Barnat, Lechatchila, even Amanas Litin B'tam Kutach. Therefore, Lechatchila, you shouldn't put the dishes together. In the Chos Pesach, before Shor Chamishis, because there are two kelim, three no steitam. That's Prima God himself says no. Should be also the Chatchila in the same water before Pesach, because it's Gorim not Barad Chatchila. Okay, Prima God says the Mechaber Lashitoso in the Bedek Abayis argues Rabbeinu Yeruchim as the Shach explained Rabosai. That's the case that he's worried about the Truma as the Pre-Chodesh and the Gros said. Oh, so let's just summarize, but I don't want to go any further than this. This is Shirai from yesterday. Shir. Comes out that it's very likely a machlokes whether you may, in the first instance, cook in a fleshig pot to put it in milchik dishes, machlokes gdolei aposkim. And it seems to me, lefiani is daiti, that machlokes is only if it's a ben yomo. If it's an ena ben yomo, hovet lo sivala. Ena ben yomo, he's so machmir. And so here we have a right to rely on the mekilim. That's the case I just gave you. They cook pears in a fleshik, in a milchik pot, with the intention of putting on fleshik dishes in dessert for a Shabbos fleshik meal. I thought it was permissible for both purposes. For the purpose of using it, putting on a fleshik dish, and even for the purpose, I don't know which is a bigger chavachomer, also not having to wait 6 hours after you had the chicken before you had these pears which are cooked in an ena b'yomo milchik pot. If you find Beferish and Poskim like me, tell me. If you find against me, you should certainly tell me. But so far, the prize is still out there. If you find it, did it Beferish. Okay? Adkan, a brief postscript to yesterday's Shia. Now we start today's Shia. Today's Shia, the topic is Dov HaCharif. Open to the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the last line. And it's going to, of course, take us to Siman Tzadi Vav, B'siyata D'Shemayim. No, I just realized there's one thing I didn't talk about yet. You see? Just hit me now. We didn't discuss another very important topic before Dov HaCharif, which is washing dishes. Washing dishes. People who wash dishes, not in the same pot. Nobody that I know about takes milchik and flesh and dishes to wash them in the same pot, which the Mechaber says is permissible in Siman Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel, and the Ramah says you shouldn't do it. That's what we saw in the machlokas between the Sefer HaTruma, who asks, and the Ramban who's matter. Yesterday we spoke about that at some length. Talk about a different thing. The Ramah is over here in Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel. What happens in the following situation? Look carefully. V'im'ira mikli rishon shel... No. V'im'ira mayim roschin, with a shach yutesis. She'enan shel basa v'lo shel cholov. Al kelim shel basa v'shel cholov v'yachat. Just imagine, a sink full of dishes, fleshika, milochika, and the water comes from the tap. The water from the tap is hot water. Can't touch it. It's coming from a kli rishon, from the boiler, sort of straight. Afilu, it's biyachat. Afilu shuma and dovek by the greasy. Hakol shari. Deiniroi kli rishon mamish shiyasa shakelim shemar aleim yivlu zemizeh. We spent a lot of time, if you recall, in the last discussion. We learned Tzadi Beis. Siv Zayin seemed to contradict Tzadi Hei, Siv Gimel, and that's the kash which is raised by the Shach here in Sivkot and Chof. Why is this so? Why don't we apply the principle of Irui Kikli Rishon? To make a long story very short, we had three answers, Bekitz and Nimritz. The Chavos Das answered that Irui Kikli Rishon only to be Maflid or Mavliya, but not to do both at the same time, which was required over here. And even though there was Shuman Ve'en, Rav Moshe explained that you can't do two pulos to be Mechamem or Mavliya. That's the Chavos Das' answer. Prima Gadim's answer was, in Tzadi Beis, it's Iwi from something which is there on the pot, on the fire right now. We're here in Tzadi Hei, you picked it up off the fire. And we were partial to the answer which Rav Moshe himself gave, sort of, and others seem to give it as well, namely, that Iwi only acts on a Kedei Klipa's worth. And therefore, it's impossible for the Iwi back in Tzadi Beis, he was pouring, milk was pouring, and banged into meat, or vice versa. Here you're pouring water. What's water going to do already? What can water do? What's going to do already? The water would have to take grease from the fleshika dish, roll it along, and bang it into the milchika dish. Can't do that. Because once it lands, it loses its oomph, its power, after a kadei klipa. Can't influence beyond a kadei klipa. So we pass halacha. Here's the mashal and kadei klipa. You'll never find that the two dishes, the fleshik and the milchik, are within a kadei klipa of each other. The only time you find that Irui is mafin and mavliya is in a unique case where it's pouring boiling water on a chicken. Chicken hasn't been salted yet. It's called maliga. So there we suggested that it takes the blood from one capillary and pushes it into the next capillary, which is within a kadei klipa of each other. It's almost microscopic. So therefore, it can have that influence. Otherwise not. We like that terrace. We thought that was a very nice terrace. Fine. Yes?
Is this true even if there is a continuous flow of
water? Even a continuous flow. That's what we thought. Now, so here we have, let's talk about this issue from the perspective of using a single dishwasher for fleshiks and milk. To my knowledge, I don't know anybody in the world who does it, despite Rav Moshe's shuvahs matarit. Rav Moshe's three shuvahs, which he talks about using one dishwasher for fleshiks and milchiks. Rav Moshe says, just change the racks. Why is it mutter? Not bar not. Not bar not. What does that mean? Whatever is absorbed in the fleshik dish, right, will go into the water, and from the water into the wall of the machine. And here, it's what we spoke about yesterday, it's two kalim. We had the whole discussion The Gemara's case is kli to ochel, right? We said ochel to ochel is worse, kli is better. Even the Rivan is matal lechatchil. I'm not going to repeat myself. That's what Moshe says based upon the Sifsei Das and Kotten Tess, which he spoke about a little bit yesterday. That's as far as the what's balua in the walls of the dishwasher. What about the be'en? Because there may be some grease. So Moshe goes into Asif, talks about Irui. Okay, Irui. Is an important question. Rav Moshe says, come on, it's always going to be bottle b'shishim. Whatever's there, it'll be bottle b'shishim in the stream of water. Especially, writes Rav Moshe, it's not so hot. It's only irim klivishim. It's not a klivishim prop. Atkan, Rav Moshe's cooler, just change the racks. Then it's going to use one dishwasher for fleishim and for melachim. Comes the Bali HaShulchan, and some of you have it, I'd like you to look inside if you have it, right over here in Simon Sadi, Hey, Sif Gimel, our Sif. He has a somewhat lengthy piece in what we call the Biurim, and the Dibra Maskel is Shori. Those who have it can look it up. It's on page Shin Tes, Shori. He wants to know, what about a Mechonas Hadas Kalim, the last narrow line, a dishwashing machine, for one, for Basra and for Cholov. What's the halach? So he wants to know, what about the Tama Balu Bedofne, the taste which is absorbed in the walls? That's one issue. A second issue, these are three different issues. A second issue is the actual grease on the Kalim, which goes into the walls of the dishwasher. And the third issue is you have to be afraid that there's still some be'en left in the previous cycle, in the what he calls the reshes, the trap on the bottom of the dishwasher where certain pirurim are left over. So from the first trash, he said, you know what? It's not barnat, like Rav Moshe. It's not barnat. Maybe even lechatchila, if the two kelim, quotes the same thing as Rav Moshe quotes, the second chashash, however, is more serious. What do you do with the second chashash? For these two, the second and third chashashas, he's afraid maybe we should not allow a single dishwasher. Second, especially the third. What about batel b'shishim? He describes a different reality than Rav Moshe described. Rav Moshe described a stream of water, now on page Shin Yud, a stream of water that is certainly large enough to be mevatel anything which is left over b'shishim. He does the biurim say, wait, what kind of stream of water? That's not how it works. Pulas ha-mechonis, about the 12th line, he lefazer ha-mayim elu bekov, bishas ha-tazason, veleka shishim ba-osam ha-tipim, ha-molichim as purure ha-basa l'klei ha-cholav. Small amounts, just a spritz. He said, if you could clean it out completely, wouldn't have to worry about the stuff which is found in the trap. But the problem is, it's very kemat menanim, only almost impossible to get all the be'en that's trapped on the bottom. And therefore, he says you shouldn't use one for milchus and fleishiks. Look at Rav Moshe wrote in a few three different shuvos, and I think it should be mach. Now, it's almost not fair. Rav Moshe is describing a different metzius. Could be the dishwashers became more mishuchlal from Rav Moshe's time to the Bali HaShulchan's time. Could be Rav Moshe's time, it was just coming in one big spritz, and it was batel b'shishim. And in today's times, it goes with a little spray. Are there any dishwashers that have glass doors you can see through? I never saw one in my hand. No, see, I don't know who's right. I never looked inside. I guess. And you can't put it on because it's a safety feature. You can't put it on and look from the top. It doesn't work from the side. That's a safety feature. So I assume he's right. Kubir Rav Moshe would be moda that it's not batel b'shish. Kubir Rav Moshe would be moda today you can't use the same dishwasher. There's another issue. Rav Moshe says that it's not a klirishin. It's only coming from the irud. And he says over here that some dishwashers today have their own independent heating element within the dishwasher. Aside from the water comes in at 100 and something degrees from the tap, there's an independent heating element which makes it into a Kli Rishon Mamish. I guess that also may have changed since Rav Moshe's time. So the bottom line is, Rav Moshe, I recommend, don't you dare use the same dishwasher for fleishiks and milchiks. Can't do it, not allowed. Fine. Good. Can you kasher it for Pesach? That's a discussion we'll discuss kasher and kalim. That's not for today. That's for June, whenever we get to that topic. Yes, sir.
Bidyevet, if you put on milk.
Bidyevet, in my opinion, everything is het to gomer for the reasons I'm about to describe. What about, Rav Moshe, one sink? So, of course, if you're a gvir, you can afford two sinks, you should have two sinks. What if you live in a small apartment? Rav Moshe, by now, most of you saw my kitchen. You're in my kitchen for Hanukkah, you saw how small the kitchen is, that the mezuzah is on the way out, it's not dalet al dalet. So I can have two sinks. I can hardly put two people in with two sinks. Can hardly get into it. So we have one sink. You've always had one sink. What do you do? I grew up with one sink. In my parents' house in Queens, it was a small kitchen. One sink. Now everyone has it. They make a custom-made kitchen, two sinks. Tovo and brocha. I'm not opposed. It's great. But what do you do when people have only one sink? So the Minchas Yitzchak, quoted by the Baal Shulchan Oz Pei, You can't wash flesh in one sink. What do you do? For one or for both, you have a tub. And you put a tub, you fill it up with water, and you wash in that tub. If you wash on the floor, it's bad, because one's going to go into the other. Rav Moshe's Mekel. Rav Moshe says you should try to have a little dish rack for flesh and for milchiks. And you don't need any tubs. And he calls Rav Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simon Mem Beis. That's the famous tshuva that I quoted earlier. Rav Moshe's pshat in the Ramah. And I believe that Rav Moshe's pshat in the Ramah is the best pshat I told you a little bit earlier today. And therefore, the most cases, the sink is not usher in the first place. Why? Why is it not usher? Because how can it possibly be usher? You need a irui shalom nifsak akiluach, straight, should take the shemfleishik of grease and land it, bang it into this point, X marks the spot, and on that exact same point, within 24 hours, there was milk of grease on the same spot, and the water landed, boom, on that spot, X marks the spot. What are the actuarial chances that that's going to happen? Within 24 hours, there'll be a direct hit, two direct hits on the same spot. One, there'll be fleishik of grease on that spot, banged in by the cold hot water. And then the second one, milk on the same exact spot, banging by the hot water. Because once it's kadek klipa away, it's not going to work. We said before. It's a very remote chance that the sink is treif. And if it's treif, what's the chance that your next thing that you're going to wash is going to also be in the same spot with the hot water on it? So it's almost a very, very small chance to be treif for the evid. Yes? Oh. The next consideration is soap. Dishwashers for sure. People use soap, and the soap, most of them come out right away, at least some of it. And with the Beferesh HaMechaber, Rabos, let's take a look. Thank you for reminding me. Beferesh HaMechaber here, in Simon Sadi Hei Siv Dalad, Yeroh Ali, Shem Nosnu Efer B'mayim Chamin, Shem Yor HaKodem Shenichu HaKaderes B'socha, Afa Pi Shashum and Dovek Ben Mutter, Tayadeh HaEfer, who knows in Tam of Gam. It's another critical consideration. To put everything together, the chances of it being Osir B'Diyevet are very, very, very small. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, you only have one sink. So what are you going to do? You're allowed to use the same sink, which was done in my house. We wash fleishiks, we wash milchiks. And that's what I think the minhag Yisrael in all the homes that I know about, that have one sink. They don't have the tub of the Minchas Yitzchak, but rather they have use the same sink. Since we have this Megillah Sefer open for us, let's take a look and see one more piece, because he's beautifully summarizes so many things. It's very excellent way to do Chazara. Yes, sir.
Didn't you have like a rack at the bottom of the sink?
A rack, yeah. We have a dish rack. But if you didn't have a dish rack, it would probably also be good, Migur Adin. Because dish rack is a chatchila. Whoa, I went too far. Let's see. No, I didn't go too far. It was mislabeled. Sorry. Here we go. Kol mashin is bar nogea ma'od the didan sheshotfim es hakelim ayde iwi mi beres hamayim achamin v'habipom yatzol let us ben v'metoch hakira b'sari Nimsa gam kelim chalav. He's in the Eretz Yisrael. Everyone has 2 sinks. Eretz Yisrael. All they build is building from neighbors. They build with 2 sinks. They also build a porch for a sukkah. And that is, you know, they don't do things in New York. Okay? Okay, but by mistake, you find Meisim B'chol Yom. Not B'chol Yom, B'chol Shana, whatever it is. You find a milchik, a spoon, in a fleshik, a sink, or in a fleshik, a dishwasher. It happens all the time. Gewalt. What do? It's up there. Yesh kamat stadim lahokil. The Ramos Mekil. You saw the Ramos. Ramos Mekil Beferish. Even the Shach. Watch this now. Who's Machmir? Kota Chavaz Das. Iri Aniskal Ein Bekocho Lahaftadu Lahavliya. The Chayov. Yeah, we said that. So the question becomes, so what's the Shach worried about? Look at this. Talk about a direct hit. Look at this. Shachoshishin. Shema the Iri Poga Bidiyuk. B'mokom ha-mifgash shel ha-basar im ha-kliya chalavi. Boom, a direct hit. There was a piece of fleshika grease on a milchika spoon, and boom, the hot water hit right there. Come on. Zech ha-shash rochok. That's a one in a million shit. How's that going to happen? It's such a rarity. Ba'amzuke yisru lo ma'akzakinon. Even according to the Prima Gaudin, who's more machmir, still, there's a Chavaz Das. What's that? The water itself, he said, is mutter. If the water is kosher, how can the kelim be treif? Made by the water. The water itself is kosher. Let's say the worst case scenario, the two dishes touched each other, melechus and fleshiks. Yesh tzadei. As we explained, and the water is mutter mipaskin. Therefore, yesh lahatu. So let's spend another minute on this. I know we're supposed to start Sadi Rav, but I was behind. Another minute on this, Rav Osai. Let's, Rav Osai, take a look in Simon Sadi Dalid Sifhe. This is our final point, Blinena, in this inning. Sadi Dalid Sifhe. Says the Mechaber Tzadi Dalad Dalad, Im ein akaf ben yomo, hakdeira va'atav shel mutorim, va'akaf osa lechatchil, as we saw yesterday, bein imbosa bein imcholov, when we come akom, b'di'evet eino oseres, kevan shlo hoysa bas yomo. Okay? Says the Taz of Kotten, hey, Pirish, im chazru v'tachavu, l'min hatchiva harishona, it's not going to ask us, it's eino ben yomo. Aval im chazru v'tachavu, Lemina Balua Babitchila, Toch Mes Lies, the Tchiva Rishona, Osir. So writes the base Yosef. Very nice. Let's go a little bit further, Abosai, and read the Ramah. Ramah and Sadi Dalid says as follows. Look at this. Kedeva Shabishlu Ba Yerokas Omaya Vitofuk Ba Kaf Ben Yomo, Vakdeva Enabas Yomo, Ole Hepech. Oshiesh b'machol shishim hakol shari. Everything is mutter. Says the Taz Zayin. Pirish. Afilu im shneim b'nei oman. It's still mutter. Kosher. According to the first reason in Tzadi Hei Gimel. We just spoke about that. Not washing dishes together. Al yesh ostrim. D'chayshin and shema nogu akoros b'machvas. You're afraid that the dishes you're washing touch the pan in which you're washing them. Hochanami nechush. Shema nogu hakaf. Begufa kedera, maybe the stirring spoon touched the pot itself. Mamol shishim, the mikoma gom bolas akaf, fabi botam sheni. What metal hits metal? Tzarech lomar the svirle ketam sheni the hasam, the eshlocha shema hit nesru hamayim. That's what we paskin. Bekan en chashash that came and sheish shishim. Rabbi also we saw in Tosis. We have to open. Let's open the Tosis. We're about to open the Gemara 20 minutes ago. Let's open the Tosfos right now. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's a continuation of the Tosfos from Amud Beis. What does it say over here? What's the discussion here in Tosfos? Towards the very end of Tosfos. What does it say? Ukoras shemishtamshin b'embosa shehutchu b'machvas shel cholav b'kli rishin u'shneim b'nei oman yesh lesa. Afilu v'nemar lavdav k'olu elafilu nizbashlu. Why? Im ha'shamnu nizben alak'oros b'shua. It's like sak and shlo niskaneach the Asr Bekunchus Lashon Ach, we'll see in a minute. Vafilu Ein Sham Nunus Be'ed, the last six lines of Tosfos. Dakoros Nogos B'machvis V'nifla Tam Yizel Azeh. Vavi Tam Shein Abyesser. Because why? Because metal touches metal. V'yod D'lodomi Klal L'dogim Sha'olu Bekara. Why not? Dokshatam Sheini Shel Basar V'shel Cholov Nichnas B'mayim Miyad Nesra Mayim V'chozim V'yosim Akoros V'machvis. As we said the video yesterday, while they're going out of the respective kelim, flesh and milchus, they bang into each other in the middle, and it's not mutter until they land. They have to have a second safe landing, I told you yesterday, to become not by not. Right? Very nice. Says the Taz, we must only asidus this, Neramot, Tzadeh Gimel, because of the second reason. We're not worried about the first reason. Because if you're about the first reason, metal touching metal, you couldn't possibly matan the Ramah over here in Simon Sadi Dalid either. So the fact that in Sadi Dalid we're mekel means we don't pass like the first chashash and Tosfos, only the second. And why not, pray tell? Why aren't we worried about the fact that the metal touches the metal? Why not? The Tazir says we're not worried about it. He doesn't explain why we're not worried about it. Doesn't say why. We're not worried about it. The answer is follows. The answer is, apparently, this is how those who have the Bari HaShulchan, to take a look here. What did I just do? I'm sorry. Whoa. Could you get me off this somehow or other? I just caught my mistake, my finger touched it. I'm sorry. The Bari HaShulchan over here in our Simon Sadi Hey Siv Gimel. The Ramaskil Vyesh. What did I do? I destroyed the whole thing? What did I do? I'm so sorry to have caused this. Vyesh is on page Shin, the very bottom. He quotes Tosfos on page Shin Aleph. Thank you so much. He quotes Tosfos. And he says, the Taz and the Shach only quote the second reason. And the question becomes, why don't you quote the first reason? Because in Sadi Dalet Zayin, the Taz says, we don't paskin like that first reason. We don't paskin like the first reason. The question, of course, why don't we paskin like the first reason? Why? So the Bari HaShulchan says that I explained Bifnim, what he calls in the Bari HaShulchan proper about this. And he says, second, I'm not seeing it over here. I thought he made reference to it. This has to do, Rabbi Osai, with a very important shaila, which we spoke about a long time ago, about Balua Yotze Mikli Likli Belorotev. Will it come out or will it not come out? But the two Kalim, the Rotev itself is 60 times, no problem. Elamai, you're afraid metal touches metal and it'd be direct absorption from one to the other? That requires Balua Yotze Mikli Likli Belorotev. So Tosfos, in fact, In their first opinion, is machmir for it, but halacha lemaisa we're makel for it. And I understood one more thing: that could be that Rav Moshe and the Bari HaShulchan are arguing l'shitosa. Those who may remember the Rav Moshe passing back in Sadi Beis, ein belua yotzi mikli l'kli b'larotav, is even the chatchila. We're not even worried about the other opinion, and the Bari HaShulchan was worried about the other opinion. See, here too could be the same discussion. Rav Moshe l'shitosa was makel to wash the dishes in the same sink, and the Bari HaShulchan, who quotes the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Moshe without deciding who's right, is l'shitasa, he is worried about this opinion of Balu Yotze Mikli L'Kli B'Lerot. Atkan, Rav Moshe, we finally finished yesterday's shiur. Good. Now we start today's shiur. Long last. The Gemara, Rav Moshe, the last line, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. One line sugya. Well, a little bit more than that. Tznon Shechotchu B'Sakin Shechotchu Bobosar also liochlo bekutach. Vahani mitznon, the agav churfei bala. Aval kishis gor lebei paske v'yochil. This idea of dava charif, agav churfei bola, is accompanied by an additional idea which is found in Amud Beis, or Bosai, on line 4, Shani Hosam, the agav duchka de sakina polit. And these two work in tandem. When do we say there's an actual blia? If it's dava charif with duchka de sakina. This dava charif and duchka de sakina is a very powerful halachic force according to the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Although, I must tell you, it's a machlokes gedol harishonim. It might depend upon two days in Rashi. Rashi is found over here, and I've kufyud beis him now off the top Rashi. Rashi says that there are the following issues. Rashi says, Stam kora mekanchen osa mishuma nakora shaleh, the second narrow line, and therefore it's going to be clean. But sakin, you can't see it. There's a thin film on the knife. According to the first day in Rashi, that's what we assume it's 2 days, there's no big deal over here. Just it's a be'en. The chumah that we have called Dava Charif is Mavliya and Maflit only comes from the second day in Rashi. The old. Can you imagine that? Even though it's cold, there's more blia by duchka de sakina dava charif than even from cooking fish in hot water. Now this is against Tosis, because Tosis said over here in Afkufi Alaf and Beis, when they wanted to bring a raya against the Rivon. They wanted to bring a raya for the river. The Eishlavi raya ledvarov to the river. Mitznon shechotchu besaken the osalochlo bekutach shun the agav churfei bolotvei v'choshev chachatama v'nisbash l'rabosai lo gora mitznon. There's more taste comes out when you cook it in water than when you cut a double charif with a fleshik a knife. Adka. If this Kal V'Chomer is correct, Rabbi Osai, we have a very interesting leniency which the Pri Chodesh advocates halacha l'maaseh. So let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what the Pri Chodesh says, what the Mechaber said first. Mechaber Simen Sadivov. Please turn. Simen Sadivov. Snow no silka shechotchem b'tzakan shel basa ben yomo o she'ena mekunach also le'ochlem b'cholof. Okay, he has a concept of a blia, at least a kedei netila, when something is ben yomo. Okay, v'yesh omrim, the mechaber says, to adin leina ben yomo. We'll get to that a little bit later. Some say sorach shishim keneged mashanoga b'sakin. Fine. Then the Ramoth throws in. Ramoth throws in another chumra. V'yesh omrim. The what? Isu kulo. Kulo asa. To be a chumra, gabi chumra, gabi chumra. V'chei nogan lechatchila. For the Yevet, we go back to what we call kedei netila of the Mechaber. So the Mechaber and the Ramoth are all machmir for the second lashon of Rashi. Comes the Prichosh, I don't understand. I don't understand you, Mechaber. You, Mechaber yourself, said back in Simon Sadi Hey Sif Aleph, we've mentioned it already today, that Dogam Shen is Bashlu, not just Olu, Shen is Bashlu, Bikara, Mutalochla, Bikdera, Mutalochla, Bikutach. And Torah says Beferish, we just read it, that Bishul, Rabosai, the Rai of the Rivon, that Bishul takes out more taste than Dabachorov. He's assuming there's no machlokas in the Metzias. Goes back to the old discussion of day one. No machlokas in the Metzias. So therefore, if the Mechaber is matir, even this bashlu against the Rivon, Kal V'Chomer, the Mechaber should have been matir when it comes to Dava Charef. What is less clear, says Tosin Kufi Rahman Beis. So the Prichodesh Halacha Lamaisa argues in the Mechaber and says, we don't paskin like the second day in Rashi. One could say, this is the second day in Rashi. That's the day that the Rivon quoted. Rivon quoted his father-in-law Rashi. We don't have it in our Rashi. Maybe it could be derived, deduced, from the second day in Rashi with the Kal V'chomer of Tosfos. Okay, but we don't pass in that way. We pass in b'diavad that this bashu was mutter by not. So therefore, over here too, but Kal V'chomer should certainly be mutter. Ad kan the prichodosh who argues on the mecham. Wow, takes guts. He argues on the mecham. Okay, fine. And what does he say based on Tosfos? Let's not forget, we have the first day in Rashi. Called the first day in Rashi, there's no source anywhere in Shas to be machmer by davar chorif. That is a bliya comes out. Talking about a ben and shamnunis al korosh al pnei asak. So we have the first day in Rashi. We can say the whole din never existed in the first place. Called the second day in Rashi that it exists. That could be Rashi lishitosel like the Rivon. That we paskin b'diyeva that's mut even as bashlu in siman tzadi hesif sif aleph and beis. And therefore, we should pass in like the Prichodosh, that's Mutter and Dov HaChorof as well. So we have already two svaras, Rashi and Tosfos, to be makel against the Mechav. Are there any other leniencies? Yes. There are a number of other leniencies we want to discuss. One is the Rabbeinu Yechiel. He says, Snown! Alright, Snown is Snown. Snown is a radish. But if anything else but Snown, we can be makel. The Post can call this a Das Yochid. Because the Post said, what kind of, are you kidding? Radish is the most sharp item? They say horseradish is sharper than a plain radish. I think the Talmidim agreed to that. So therefore, they don't like it. But Rabbi Yechiel said it. It is a shita. Can't deny the fact that shita exists. And finally, there's the question of the Eino Ben Yomo. Where that comes from? The Eino Ben Yomo. Where'd that come in? Eino Ben Yomo. Eino Ben Yomo comes from a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, a test called Chiltis. That Gemara is quoted over here briefly in Tosfos. Agav, Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amnaf Agav. They'll say over here, Sarachian, Imeina Ben Yomo, Ichurfa Dirhu Machayel Leshvach, as we say by Chiltus and Avodah Zarah Daf Lamites. Some Rishonim say yes, the Ramah quotes at Shita. The Rami Rutenberg, started here by the Russian more extensively in Avodah Zarah, and the second parent says no. Chiltus, whatever it means, is unique, very, very sharp, sharper than radish and sharper than onions and sharper than anything. Fine. Let's not forget that the other kula over here is found in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Namely, that although the Mechaber himself is only Machaber for what we call a Kedei Netila, and the Ramah says kulo, but B'diyevet only Kedei Netila. That's a side point. And why is it a side point? Because in many cases that we deal with, the Kedei Netila consideration is irrelevant, because very often you're cutting, let's say, onions, for example, Chotchan Dak Dak. So then, Tzorach Lashag Shishim Neged Kolat Snon, even if you only go with Kedei Netila, because everything is with the Kedei Netila of the life. Ad Kan Rabosai, the Chumras of Dov HaChorof, even though it's cold, and even though it's not Barnat, and even though it is Eino Ben Yomo, according to one possibility, another. So many chumras that we have thrown in, okay. But on the other hand, we have a Rashi's mekel one the first day. We have a Tosis's mekel according to Prichodesh. We have the Rabbeinu Yechiel limits it to Tznon, and the Maram limits it to a Ben Yomo. So there are svaras lahokil as well. Having said this, Rabosai, we always talk about a case study. Case studies are always the best way to remember things. If anyone in law school here, there we go. Case studies. So here's my case study. It happened in my kitchen. I like to put it on myself. It wasn't me. A member of my family, of the male variety, entered into the kitchen. He made shalt. And he used, we found it at the end, on Shabbos, after shalt already made, that he realized, whoops, he had used a, quote, milchik knife to cut the onions. And the onions are thrown into the chult. And the question which was raised on the Shabbos in the presence of Godel B'Yisrael, who was visiting us that particular Shabbos, was, is A, the chult mutter, and is B, the onions mutter? Because the onions, you could have three choices. You can throw, not eat the chult. Eat the chult and just make sure not to eat the onions. Or eat the onions too. Who like chult, or the onions that like to eat the onions also. That's the shalom. Let's go undertake what we call the case study. In this particular case, what is the halacha in this case? And we're going to learn many, many things from this particular story. So it's very important to see some of the leniencies. The first leniency, which I found later in the Aruch HaShulchan, is who said the knife is milchik in the first place? What do you mean? It's in the milchik drawer. Yeah, milchik is very nice, milchik drawer. And everything in the milchik drawer is really technically milchik. To be milchik, it has to be used in a klirishin. A klirishin, Rabbi Osai. Klirishin, who puts a knife, which comes from the drawer, into a pot? It's a rarity. Can't happen. Nowadays, I told you, people have casseroles that they make in the oven, and they pull it out, and they can slice it with a knife from the drawer. And even now, you have microwaves. Heat something up, and you can assume it has a klirishin for the moment. And you can slice that with it. Still, it can't be sure that it ever was milchus in the first place. Not, no guarantee that ever was milchus. That's point number one. Sorry. Davar gush to Ramos Mekel. We spoke about it yesterday. The Taz is Ma'akwe Marsh, but the Marshal, the Utsveheta, Ramos Mekel, and Davar gush. Good. Number two, chances are very, very strong if it ever was used for anything really, really dairy, it's an Eina Ben Yomo. You already pointed out, Eina Ben Yomo, there are significant Mekelim that we spoke about, right? The Marami Rutenberg, there's no slouch. And then many poskim accept that kula, at least by the Yemen. Number three, so the main kula was that the whatever blia that came out of that knife is batel b'shishin. How do you calculate when you cut something, right? So what do you cut? You cut. But how do you calculate it? Okay, that's an important understanding to see over here. How you calculate? Let's see. You need 60 times what? 60 times the blade of the knife. Because we assume that the blade of the knife, take a look over here on the Ramah. Bimchotchon b'dak dak tzorech l'shar shishim neged kol atzno. The entire radish becomes tray for milchus or fleshiks because you're cutting it very dicing it very thin. Says the Taz Sivkotin test, the Shach Sivkotin test, to call chaticha vechaticha nesu kedei netila. Miu, hainodav kshatznon kotin me'asakin. Oh, the sakin's not here. Avu kshatznon kotin me'atznon v'ulafaneinu pshita di'ein tzorech shishim elekin neged hasakin. Treat the sakin as if it's mamish milk. Every last what do you want to call it? Every last volume of the thickness and the volume of the knife, let's treat it if it's pure milk. But even that would be likely batel b'shishin. That's, I think, true in our case. Had a knife. The Archimedes principle. You take the blade of the knife and you displace water. Not going to displace that much. With this knife from a drawer. How big is it already? With a chalt to feed who knows, a dozen people, and plus the raid on Friday night they used to do. So it was food for 20. So the knife of the blade was batel b'shishim. That was my main sword to be making with the shach. Oh, yes.
Should we make it batel b'shishim with the onion first, and then the onion should be calculated?
No. We do say chaticha, at least we say chaticha nasa nevela, right? We don't say chaticha nasa milchiks. We spoke about it a few times. We don't say chaticha nasa milchiks of fleshiks. That's what we saw with Feirish in Tzadi Dalek. And therefore, the Hanan would not apply. So that, I thought, it was a heter to use, to eat the chalt. What remains as somewhat of a question is what about eating the actual bitzalim? Could you eat the onions? Eat the onions? So take a look over here, Abosai. If it's a sakin shel iser, had it been a sakin shel iser, take a look over here in the Taz of cotton hay. Taz of cotton hay. I forgot the bebosim v'chav. Your question done. Kuli alma chaticha nasin nevela. Hayne bechaticha asura. Cholav shenafal ala boser. Abel hocha kulu heter kodem abishul. Venerally poshut, says the Taz, Dimye Shishim, ain't Tsarech Lahasir Absalim, Kevin Shalohoya Shemisir Alea, Umemelech Shab Tsalim Haim Betocha Kadera, Nasu Kishar Mili Shehem Bikadera. the whatever milk was in the onions is diffused throughout the entire cholent. V'lo dam in the mashakasa v'simin kuvav sefalav. Techaticha shenes v'machmas b'liyas iser nishra isur liolam. Why? Ein hagola biochlin, aka efshelas ochta wasser, which is not some meduyak we said last time. The shani hasam, the kevan shenesra, he efshelal achzal hetera. Based on the quotes of Torah, Sabaya Sakotzer. Remember something is, a little is left in. We discussed it recently. Mashen kein beimlo nivla rak heter kimokan shaper aminon the kolshin is batel have hu kilo hoya. Vare afilu hayakulo bosin is battle, al kain, hutchu abtsalim legamre. If we use the tray for knife, it would be different, Rabosai. So this is the psak of the taz, that the psalim themselves are permissible, and the shach and simen tzadidal chav gimel says exactly the same thing in the name of the maharam milublin. What about isur dovuk, Rabosai? The isur dovuk? That's only by isura, not by hetera. That's what I thought the halacha is, that it is permissible. There are those who claim that you have to remove the betzalim. Yes, it's true. If you look in the Prima Gadim, he discusses this possibility. What are they fighting about? So here we go, Rabosai. This is, I found in the New Shulchan Aruch. He says, this is machlokes, Rabosai. Between the Taz, Sivkot and Hay, and the Prima Gadim on that very Taz, Sivkot and Hay, where he suggests that Betzolim should not be eaten. Should not be eaten. I'm not going to read it to you right now. You'll take a look. He says that the you really shouldn't be eating the Betzolim. And the question is, what are they fighting about? So I believe they're fighting about exactly what the Taz quoted from the Rashba. When the Rashba said that Efshel Esochto does not applies to Yisurim, and the Taz does not apply to the Dover Heter. Why? The answer depends why the Rashba asserted what you call Ein HaGolah B'Ochlin. We saw a steer between the Torah Sabayas HaOruch and Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. In the Oruch, he said the reason why we're Machmir is because when it becomes cooked with something else, most of it stays in the original piece. And if most of it stays in the original piece, so they have to, of course it's going to be awesome. However, open up the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuvav Sif Aleph, you'll see that the Mechaber doesn't quote the Torah Sabayis HaOruch who said that. He quotes the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer who sings a different tune. That's a steer which we haven't yet been able to resolve. Kuvav Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Avala Chichticha Atzma Asura. You know why? Fisha Isa Shaba Eino Niflat Mimena Le Gamri. It doesn't come out totally. So a masha was left. If a masha was left, then we say if it originally was usur, it remains be isura. But if a masha was left, it's not going to become usur. So therefore, when these onions, which are cut with the milch of the knife, were then put into the cholent, and whatever milch was there was diffused throughout the cholent, yes, a mashu of the milchiks was left in the onion, but so what? It's batel b'shishim. Here in Kuvav Sif Alf, you can't say that. It started off as Isur, remains also. But there it started off as Heter. It started off as milchiks. So now it still remains kosher. So therefore, this is the machlokus we think between the Taz and the Mishpat Sozov, which version of the Rashba we should follow. And therefore, since the Mechaber passes like the version of the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, it comes out that it's mutter, and in point of fact, my recollection is that we ate the cholent. I can't remember if we ate the onions. I don't eat onions in cholent. I only eat potatoes in cholent. I have my own zachen. I myself ate the potatoes and want to have, you know, it's not kosher enough for me. No, I went to the psak as a psak. The Marshal says if something is mutter up here, you don't eat it, it's an avera. It's almost like considered apocursus in some cases. If you don't want to rely upon bitl b'shishim, yeah, we'll get to that. Marshal is very strong formulations. You have to follow the halacha. Halacha that it's mutter, so just as I would eat the potatoes of the cholent every week, I ate it that week too. True, if you know the way cholent works, if you have the potatoes, it could easily have been onions, you know, right near the potatoes, which I actually ate that Shabbos. I didn't make an effort to remove the onions. I might have a Shabbos borer if I held that it was straight. It's a problem that the onions are also mut. I don't recall our discussing this taz way back when the story happened. I think it was 20 years ago. It was Tovshin Nun Gimel, almost 20 years ago, in the springtime. But it's hard to remember so many years later. But I think the psak is correct. We learned many, 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 many leniencies and kulas from this particular psak. Fine. Narabosai, let's analyze the kula which we mentioned before about Eino ben Yomo. We have to know what is the psak halacha. We saw before that the Marami Rutenberg is mega except for chiltus, which is unknown to us. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have any chiltus. We don't have to worry about it. And other, the Ramah quoted an opinion which said, no, maybe we should be more strict when it comes to Eino ben Yomo, even if it's not chiltus, it's some other davar charef. And the question becomes, la halacha lemaisa, what do we do in such a case? That's the discussion. Okay, so at first glance, it seems rather straightforward. But upon second glance, nothing is as straightforward as it seems. That's just the way life is. Nothing is as straightforward as it seems at first glance. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Shulchan Aruch. Please turn. We're right over here in Simen Sadi Vav Sif Aleph. Look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll see that things are not as simple as they seem. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch, as we said before, in Simen Sadi Vav, is only mentions Ben Yom. Right? What do you say? Ben Mechaber, the second line. Ben Sanga Shabasa Ben Yomo. Yes, it's true. V'yesh Omrim Eino Ben Yomo. You know what's the rule of the Mechaber? Now what's the rule of the Mechaber? My Sfarad, what does it say? Stam and Yesh Omrim. Look at Stam. Kloli HaMechaber. Kloli HaMechaber. Okay? Very nice. Let's turn our bosai to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Tavlin shenidochu b'meducha shall boser ben yomo. Also, b'cholof. This proves the point, right? Stam, halach is stam, and Sif Gimel is only a stam. Kams the taz, if caught in yud. Tomuahu, tibisimin kuv gimel sivav, posak ashulchan aruch gufei, afilu eino ben yomo. A stira and the mechaba between Sadi Vav Gimel and Kuf Gimel Vav. Let's keep our one hand over here in Sadi Vav Gimel. Take a quick peek in Kuf Gimel Vav to see what the tremendous kasha that the Taz is asking. Simen Kuf Gimel Siv Vav. Yesh Misha Omer Shem Samu Pilpulin B'kdeva Shal Yisr Shene Bas Yoma Hakol Osir Tuchur Fem Mashvil El Shvach. Now here it's not a stam in the Yesh Mishomer. It's only a Yesh Mishomer. So I'm not sure what the Kloy HaMechaber are over here. But at least he quotes his opinion. It seems to be a contradiction between one case and the other case. That's a good kasha. A good kasha. So the Prima Godin, bothered by this kasha, he went back in Simen Sadi Vov on that Taz Sivkot and Yud. Ayin Taz. Yesh Lomar. It's a very short Prima Godin. Mishpatos of Yud. Tartele Tivuso. Not bar not ve'eno ben yomo hekel, masha ain can be clear, sir. Very beautiful. Here we're talking the toot started to be mekel. Not bar not. Some deny the whole, the pre-chodesh denies the whole concept over here. And eno ben yomo. In Simen Kuf Gimel, it's a clay iser. So it's only tzad lahokel is eno ben yomo. And there he quotes an opinion which is strict. What does this mean? On a simple level, Rabbi Kivega says, there's a svek sveka. Take a look, if you will, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tamuahu, Fakosu Achronim, Das a Mechaber Lahokla B'tzirif Das a Poskim, to not bar not mutta Bechora V'duchka, the Kamon Simen Kuf Gimel, the Marbi Yisr Mishamachi Yosr, Dal Svarazu Lechud, Tlomachai Lishvach Achiltis, Lo Samchina. Okay? He seems like what we call a svek sveka. A svek sveka. Others say, no, it's not a svek sveka. A davacharev can't do what they call two pu'ulas. What does that mean? To take something out of a kli and to be mashbiachit. That's what others say. Okay, so it's a machlokes. Is it a svek sveka, or is it a lum de shavar? It can't take something out and be mashbiachet at the same time. Dabar Chorav is pretty powerful, but not all that powerful. Rabbi Kivekas, we have already, in effect, two terutzim. The svek svek and the prima godin, and the more fancy version thereof, it can't do both. Kivekas is his own terutz. Rabbi Kivekas, they look inside. Laniyas taiti yesh lomar. The hocha samchinan betzir v'aposkim derak betznon duchka v'chorif maflit. Lo b'shad v'arom charifim. We call it Rabbeinu Yechiel. Mishum hachi b'sif aleph. Oh, lo ichriya. He has another kasha that's in Bekivega, which the Taz didn't ask. There's a steer between Tzadi Vav Aleph and Tzadi Vav Gimel. And Tzadi Vav Aleph is 2 days, he's not Machriya. And Tzadi Vav Gimel is Mekel. What's the answer? Tzadi Vav Aleph is Tznon. Tznon is in the Gemara. Last line of Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. But over here we're talking about Tavlin. And some say, Rabbeinu Yechiel, that Tznon is unique. Mishumachi b'sif Aleph lo Achriya, that Tznon also. What do you about the Kamon? It's not talking about Tznon. No. The Kamon, Simit Kuf Gimel, the Mari Bishul, Bivarai Bola, Mishum Hachi Yosef. That's talking about Bishul. Not just talking about Dukha de Sakina and Kol. That's talking about Bishul. That's more Chomer than Dukha de Sakina. Adkan, the third Teretz, the Teretz given by the Rabbi Kiva Hagen. Okay. Fourth and final is the Tzvila Tzadik. Take a look at both sides. You have it all. I think you all have it in your Otsa Mefarshim. The Tzvila Tzadik commenting on the Shach here in Tzivkoton Yutes, who has the same kash as the Tazis. Yesh Loma. Look at the Tzvila Tzadik. You have it on the bottom of your Shulchan Aruch. Tisham Havegam Dochak Sakin. In Kuv Gimel Vav is a Dochak Sakin. So I started yelling and screaming last time. What do you have over here? You also have dochak sakin, do you not? What happened over here? Tavon sheni ducho b'meducho shel basar. What's a meducha? What has the English translation of meducha? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Meducha, you can look it up in the English translation of a Chumash. What's a meducha? No, what is it? Some say mortar and pestle. So as you're pressing it down. So I thought, isn't that exactly the same as a knife? Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. It's not a knife. There's nothing to talk about. Now, apparently, you have to say that even though it's somewhat comparable to a knife, it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. Not the same. A knife is more powerful in its dochak than even this pressure that you're exerting over here. The situation of a meduch. It's different, not exactly the same. It's something which is very, very important to understand. It's not exactly the same. Oh. Now. We'll leave it at that. It's not exactly the same. The knife is more powerful than a meducha. So you have to say it. There's no alternative. Otherwise, it's Tzvila Tzadik makes absolutely no sense. He's distinguishing between... Now, here's also an effect tonight. Let's go on back to the Tzvila Tzadik. Let's go on. Uvesimen kuv gimel havi shel iser lo shayach bo nat bar nat. That's the same terrors we saw in the Prima Garden. V'kan mari beheter. Okay, fine. V'od v'simen kuv gimel mari bebishel, as the Shach said over there. So we saw that already in Rabbi Kivagin. So therefore, we have, in effect, four different answers to the stira in the mechaber. One is makel by tziruf svek sveka. Two, not a svek sveka, doesn't have the power to take it out. Three, bekiveger bishul's mochomer, and he's relying here on the fact that it's not a tznon. Four, the tzvila tzadik, he's relying on the fact that it's not a sakan mamish; it's only a meduch. So there are many different answers to answer this very serious question in the mechab. Oh, what about the Ramah? Ramah seems to be absolutely as clear as day in his formulation. Ramah, Beferish. What did Ramah say? Let's take a look at the Ramah, please. Look at the Ramah. Amor and Simon Sadi Vov says, commenting on the Mechaber, on the right exact language. Am I here? 1 second. Yes, Sadi Vav Siv Gimel. Tavlan sheni docha b'meducha shel basa ben yomo asur la'ochla b'chalaf. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim afilu eino ben yomo. So what could be more clear than that? What could be more clear than that? It's beferish. The Ramah says that it is it's asur. The Ramah, the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, Tavim Shemduch Meduch Hashel Basa Ben Yoma Oslach LeBechalav, and the Ramah said, "Filena Ben Yoma is Oslach LeBechalav." The catch is, Rabbi Osai, the Ramah commenting on the Mechaber never said what's the din b'diyevet. All he said is Oslach LeBechalav. That's what the Mechaber said. Mechaber said, "You may not put butter on it." Ramah says you may not put butter on it, even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo. Says the Beis Meir. Very nice. You may not put it in Cholav. But if you did, take a look. Look in the Beis Meir. It's on the bottom of your Otzer. I have it. Yerali Lokosav Ramah de Azu de Sfirle Shtei Chumas Dram Charifim Zulas Snow Chumar de the garb in his bashal of the osur afil benat barnat become chumah the chumah mashal the shvach. No, he only combines his chumahs rak locha shlalachat chila. Aba b'diyevet going to midi the shchiach shechotchu b'tzolim b'sakan choleves v'nosu nekdei shabos. So my cholent the mistama sakan ena ben yomo iblias kli rishon k'dekayim alon ena ben yomo prat sakan choleves shirov tashmishu b'tzonon u'mitzad ma the shamnunis stama alponav. It's a bottle of shishim. Can vary by the yevet shor even according to the Ramah. Do anan matim in the yevet not barnat afilu bebishul. Look at the prichodesh. When we call shkem stam sakan ena ben yomo. Do lahakme betrei chumas anal. Chen afilu ein shishim kinegar asakan ena ben yevet shor. Whoa! This is the final cooler for my challenge case. Where the Beis Meir says even the Ramah, who's machmir in the case of ena ben yomo, what does he mean? He's very careful with his words. He's machin it, but the evid, it's also la ochlam becholov. That, yes, it's also la ochlam becholov. However, Rabbi Osai, however, post facto, it would be mutter. That's the biggest cooler for my cholent case. The biggest cooler of all coolers. Oh. Okay, just keep this in mind. At this base, I think it's very, very important. Not everyone agrees with him. He threw in an expression of Rov Tashmisha Bitsona. That's an expression of Hilchos Hagolah, Kufchav Beis, about Tofnun Aleph and Tofnun Beis in Orach Chaim. There, the psak of Rov Tashmisha Bitsona means, even if you know for a fact that it was used once on fire, you can cash it in water, because Rov Tashmisha was in water. Does he mean it seriously over here? Even if I knew for a fact that it was used for Milchiks at one point, I can rely on Rov Tashmisha Betzona. It's not so clear if he meant it literally or not. Just mentioning this in passing, what the Beis Meir meant is not completely clear. Did he mean it that way? Or did he not mean it that way? Some say yes, and some say no. Okay. In any event, that leniency of only applies to Eina Ben Yomo even when it comes to Hagolah. But still, nafka min would be if you knew for a fact that this knife was used more than 24 hours earlier in pot, which is a rarity to know for a fact. But they're just letting you know that's a phrase which is disputed what he really meant by that. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Almost done with the sugya of Davar Charif. Almost done. Almost done. Now we come to the following serious question. Very serious question. What'll happen if someone took a fleshiger knife and cut an onion? Then he cut the same onion with a melachika knife. It can happen. It's been known to happen. What's the psak in that kind of a case, Rabbi Osai? What's the psak? It's important to understand what's the psak with respect to the onion and with respect to the melucha knife. Both are serious shailas. How far we go with the schumra of a davar charef? It's a good question. How far? How far do we go? Now, the Eben HaOzer talks about that right over here. You have it all in front of you. You all have the Eben HaOzer in your Otz and Mefarshim. And I told you, we don't have that much from the Eben HaOzer, but whenever he speaks, we take his words very, very seriously. Even though he usually takes on Gedolim like the Mogen Avraham, as in this case. Let's look together. Kosev HaMogen Avraham, or Rechaim Tov Nunalef Laman Alef, Dibedav HaChorif, Ein Noel Nat Barnat, Umihai Taima, Shalok Yedin Osim, Mashalifamim Tchotchin Zangvil Besakan Shal Basar, Vidochen Osim Bemeducha. Watch this. It's ginger, which is considered to be chorif, and they cut it with a flashing knife. Then they grind it, or press it somehow, in a parva grinder. V'nimsa meducha balua mi basar. You hear what the Magen Avraham said? That this dava chorif worked twice. It went from the fleshika knife into the dava chorif. Let's use the word onions today, because that's more common. Into onions. And from the onions, it went back into the next kli, which is in this case a meducha. Nimsa meducha balua mi basar. Now the meducha became a flesh, was from par, became fleshika meducha. V'chakak dochen besocha besamim v'ochlem becholof. And you put it in milk. Not allowed to do that. You can't do that. That's what he says. Ein dvarav nirim li. It's wrong. He's wrong. It all comes from Rashi. Rashi has a kasha, not bar not. What did Rashi answer? That's dava charif. And he says, bolot fei midogam haroschim. That's a question whether that's true or not, because Rashi is quoted by the Rivon. Again, to the shyness. And Rashi and Al more than say what the Rivon said. I'll leave that part out for the moment. Hoda munat banat rotzalomah the tamarishin nichlas ktsas mimenu elakli v'choz of yotzei ktsas miatam shebekli elamachal. Okay, fine. But dava chorif bolea kol mashe betoch hakli nimsad al kolponim after dava chorif leka nat banat that tamasheni yotze kulo eladava hachorif rakchad no sin tamika. So metchilo nichlas rak ktsas tam. So what does that mean? A little bit went from the meat into the knife, and whatever was in the knife came out into the onion. Well, if he's there, says Eben Ozer, binididan, yesh kanat barnat. What does that mean? Originally, there became a flesh knife, only had a little bit of meat in it. Watch this. It went all into the onion for our purposes. That's no sentam echot. Because of a yotze me onion, el ha knife, the milch of the knife, tam sheni, that's the hetera. In that particular case, he's mekil. The vare lo yotze kol atam me azangvil el amachteshes. The dafka lehepech arminon, the dove chorif motzi kol atam min akli. Avu mikol makom, eno mavliya bekli, rak tzaz tam. The bezesh shavah dove chorif l'shadvor. So I take back what I just said. The comparable case is he cut an onion with a fleshika knife, made a mistake. Next time he did the right thing, he cut the onion with a parva knife that he's supposed to do. So the parva knife, according to the Eben Ozer, remains parv. It remains parv. Fine. This is what it says. So we see. I'm skipping a lot. And he says over here, the Shach says in Kufchav Beis, Dov Achorav Shal Bishl B'Kedera Shal Basa Bas Yoma, after Meis Lies, they cook milk, even though it's Ben Yoma, from the time that they cook the Dov Achorav, it's Mutter. I Dov Achorav is Kamamish? No, it's not Barnat. Min HaBasar L'Kedera, U L'Dov Achorav is Tam Echot, U Min HaDov Achorav, Mashachoz L'Kedera, Havei Tam Sheni, not Barnat Dehetera. What's the case over there? He cooked in Kedera Shabasa Bas Yoma. Okay? And after Meis Lies, you cooked what? You cooked milk. So what's he saying? when it goes back from the Dover Acharif into the Kedera, is a Tam Sheni. So in that particular case, it would be not bar not Tehetera, and if you cook milk in it later on, it's going to be kosher. This is the Evan Ozus Psak, which goes against the Mogan Avram. Goes against the Mogan Avram. Okay, let's now, I would like to show you, I always like to see things in summation form. I'm not sure if I have it in this safe. I don't even remember if it's here. Let's take a chance and see if we can find it. Otherwise, I'll read it to you from the, how we get rid of this. How we get this out?
Click on the safer.
Click where?
Click here?
Oh, thank you. Okay. Let's just see if he discusses this at all. I don't know. If he does, I'll show it to you inside over here. Review. Otherwise, I'll have to read it to you from the Bari HaShulchan. He probably quotes it somewhere. I don't remember. Let's see. Could be not. Doesn't have everything. Not finding this here. So far, not finding it. Try one more page, and then we'll have to. Mogan Avram. Chotchu davar achor v'sakan shel basar. Shivdachu also b'meducha v'nasa meducha b'saris. Mr. Brook quotes it. And therefore, if you cut an onion with a fleshig knife and you put it into a mixer, the mixer is now fleshig. Evan Ozer is mekel. We saw that. And he goes into the discussion, what's pshat in the Mogan Avraham? He holds, haklosha lo nases b'knisas hatam l'kli elebitzi also. Shemis akev chelek me'atam b'kli uvedov achorav enes haklosha bitzi also. And Evan Ozer is Mekel, and others agree with him. Oh. And the Bani HaShulchan, here we go. Das Evan Ozer mutter gab er hat khil lod auf mit duche tavlen shnechtach besakin besaris, even though afterwards he's going to put tavlina bchalof, even though you may not cause napa nada hat khila, that's when the not chaini is ba ochel, but not bar not to two kalin, it's mutter, as we saw, it's to consider to be two kalin. He says he doesn't understand. Da-da-da. Why the Mogan Avraham said what he said? Hold on. And now he goes, they're both to a very important point. Tam no sefes toen achavas das in the Mogan Avraham. Kaim lunch ein belua yotzi meochel yochel belo rotev. V'eich yotze ha belua ha besori shebetavlin. Look at this now. Letoch ha meducha lelo rotev. Maybe he's talking about the case of shomein. Not going to the shomein idea right now. He says it does go out with that rotev. Okay? And he quotes the Prima Garden. Does Ducha de Sakina work? Lahotzias abalua meha ochel lakli? There's a few times he discusses this question, Rabbi Osai. And Linyan Dina, he thinks to be maker like the Evanos in the Chavez Das. And he quotes the Bari HaShulchan, Sivkot Nun Vav. Okay? Ooh, that quote the pre-chonish. Now this, what this case? It's known shechotchu besakan shel basar, v'shechotchu besakan shel cholov. Not par, as I said until now. Cholov, as I said at the very beginning. So the prima godin, yesh l'stapek, imasakin neseres, and dat anota yosel lahater. Why? Eino yotze misham, below rotev. And the Bari HaShulchan says, even though there are those who are Mekel, he's Machmir. And maybe they hold that the Veshomein is even without Chom, the Dina, Datola Hachmir, the kasha the sakin. Says the Bilgila Sefer, not so simple. He thinks that the botzel itself is permissible. In other words, if you cut it with a fleshka knife and a milcha knife, the botzel itself is going to remain kosher. So therefore, how could you possibly require you to kasher the knife? Okay. Everyone else is right. You can't require kashering of this knife. So therefore, they may hold that the onion itself is awesome. But we pass on halacha lekula rabosai, poshut lahatir rabosai. Meridik, okay? This is what I wanted to show you inside the Megillah Sefer as well. And now, rabosai, if we have just a few more minutes, let us analyze one more nakuda in the sugya of Davar Charav. Just one. Which is, what happens in a situation in which you have chrein? People have chrein, horseradish. Horseradish is cooked. Cooked horseradish, and it is in a bowl or a jar for that matter. May you have only one horseradish jar, which today you will use with a milchika meal and put a milchika spoon into, and tomorrow you use for a fleshika meal and put your fleshika spoon into. What's the din in this kind of a case? Very, very serious question. Very serious question. What's the din? So the Taz over here in Simen Sadi Vov towards the end of Sivkotan Gimel makes the following comment. Mizeh nira li tamcha shekoren chrein shenimla al toch karach olevas nekiya shemut olecha losu achrein and basar ki en kan ducha de sakina velo shamnunis. There's no ducha, no shamnunis, there's no problem. So writes the Taz, so there should be no problem in our case as well. What's the problem? They may be charif, but there's no ducha to sakina. Okay? Primogodim in Mishpat Ozov, Sivkotan Gimel, he quotes the chrein, there's no ducha. And then he quotes a Ramah back in Sadi Hay Siv Zayin, but then he quotes another Ramah and a Shach. Chrein esh bo lachus ktsas ulechatchila evsha di osur midino litno becholov. Maybe lechatchila you shouldn't be using the milchika spoon and the fleshika spoon in the same chrein because it's lach. Maybe he thinks that the, if you look in the, again in the biurim here in Simen Sadi Hay Siv Zayin, the biurim, the Ramaskal Melach, those want to look it up, suggests that maybe even the Taz agrees with the Chumrah of the Prima Godim Lichat Chila. It's on page Shintezvav. Except he holds that Tamcha, the Chrein, is considered to be dry. But if we consider it to be liquid, he's not. And he's talking about just dry, I guess dry, shredded horseradish. But today, when we have cooked with its liquid, its beets mixed in, where it's lach, perhaps even the Taz would be machmir lechatchila. Lechatchila. So he wants to be machmir lechatchila. Truth is, how charif is it really? Is not completely clear. Because we had a question which relates to this. Something which is cooked, is it retain its charifus or does not retain its charifus? We saw this in Simen Sadi Vav in the Pischei Tshuva. Since we have a furish of Mishnah, when it comes to Bitsalim, onions, if they are cooked, they lose their charifus. And the question will be, even if you assume that, well, what about other sharp items? Maybe they do not lose their charifus, even if they are cooked. That's a question. Take a look over here in the discussion of something which is cooked, which loses its charifus. The Pischei Tshuva at the very end of Sivkotan Dalid, Rabosai. Sivkot and Dalit, he says as follows. He says, Ponim Iris, Davar Charav Shenizbashel Poka Churfe. And he quotes that the others disagree. Hachush, Tavim Charifin, Nir Bechush, Tavim Charifin, Afil Achar Abishel, Vechain Tamcha. He gives our example, Chos Radish. And therefore, it's a problem. it's a serious question. Maybe the rabbi said people have the chrein that's cooked. It's still sharp. Am I correct? I don't eat it, but is it still sharp? What do you say? How sharp is the chrein that you buy in the store, gold horseradish that you put on your gefilte fish? Is it still sharp?
Yeah.
I'm asking you a shayla, and it's comes to my last point. Could you eat that straight? No one in the right mind eats straight. Good. Huh? Except for Pesach. Pesach, you really can't eat it straight. That's why I quote the some post, you're not even yotze. The Chavos Da says it's attack. How can you be yotze with it? It's not, you can't make a broch on it. It's not nechel. No one eats it. No normal person eats it. That's all discussion. That's why I prefer lettuce. We spoke about it already last time. But in any event, is this really the criterion for what is considered to be a Dov HaKharif? That's the next and final question for today. How do you define a Dov HaKharif? How are the actual words defined? So in order to define Dov HaKharif, we have to turn our attention to the Shulchan Aruch and see the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis. What does it say over here? Imchotach b'oshumin, tzolim, krishin, v'chayotzeben, v'dram charifin, u'peres chamutzim, v'dogim aluchim, dinim shavek, imchotach b'otzno. Considered to be a Dov HaKharif. Says the Taz in Sifkot and Tess, called the Isa Veheter, Tapuchim Chamutzim is not called Dov HaKharif. He talks about Borsht. Okay? It's considered to be Dov HaKharif. Okay? If you look at the Prima Gadim on that Taz, Sifkot and Tess, he quotes yourself from the Beis Hillel, and the Beis Hillel said, whatever can be eaten by itself, without anything else with it, just by itself in its raw form, by definition, is not considered to be in the category of Dov HaKharif. And the question is this principle universally accepted or not? How can it be universally accepted? The Mechaber says that Dogim Meluchim are considered to be Dov HaKharif. Aren't Dogim Meluchim something which you eat by itself? So I said, in order to defend the Mekilim here, the Mekilim include the Beis Hillel and the Meshiv Dover, that no, based on the Gemara in Brachas, remember the Gemara in Brachas? That a person has bread and doesn't even make a hamotzi on it. Why? He's having the bread, shalo yazikenu adoga meluch begrono. It's damaging, much damaging to the throat. So you cannot have it by itself. The Chazon Ish says it doesn't have to be damaging, as long as it's mitzar, it's somehow painful somewhat, that's, then you wouldn't have it by itself for that reason. It's considered to be in the category of a Dov HaKharif. So others say no, as the Machlokas, the Isa Veheter and the Beis Hillel, whether this criterion should be adopted or not. And some of them want to suggest, even if you can have it by, you can have it by itself, it still may be considered to be a Dov HaKharif. Some wanted to say that grapefruit is Dov HaKharif. Come on. Well, they say the same as lemons. The Mechaber said lemons is Dov HaKharif, and Sivdalit. They say, no one eats lemons by himself. But grapefruit you do eat by yourself. So Allah HaLamai said we can be Mekel, based on this criterion, if you eat it by itself, it's not considered to be a Dov HaKharif. We'll stop here. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll chazer the sugyas and Simon Sadi Zayin, Milchuk Bread, and a little bit about Libun. And I hope to have some remarks about that's what he said, Shiduchim, and other things, and a general concluding remarks. What time do you want to hear tonight? Let's have a vote.